Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so glad you're with me today. So happy that you are studying the Word of God. I'm praying that you're being inspired and that you are studying the Word of God even on your own. These podcasts are meant to just give you a way to study the Scripture verse by verse, line by line, precept by precept, and oftentimes even word by word so that you can gain more of the meaning from it. We know that the Holy Spirit is our true teacher. Jesus said he would guide us into all truth. So we always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our studies. Pray with me if you will today. Heavenly Father, we just bless you today. And we thank you again for your word, another opportunity to study it. And to have you with us is just a bonus that we've got the creator of the universe ready to speak his word to our hearts and our minds, our souls and our spirits. And so we bless you today and thank you that you by your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. And Lord, empower us to live according to that truth as well. We just want to honor you today as we begin this study, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus Spoke of Lazarus's Death. It's taken from the book of John chapter 11, verse 13. The Apostle John wrote after Jesus heard about Lazarus being sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, said he to his disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." His disciples said unto him, "Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you. Are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him." These things said he, after that he said unto them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep." Then said his disciples, "Lord, if he sleeps, he shall do well." And in chapter 11 and verse 13 of his book, John shared how Jesus spoke of his death. Where we read, "Howbeit Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep." The verse reads, "Howbeit Jesus spoke of his death." John began with the words, "Howbeit Jesus," which means, however, nonetheless, the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, spoke of his death, or uttered and declared about Lazarus's separation of the soul from the physical body. John shared how Jesus was actually referring to the fact that Lazarus was dead. The verse continues, "But they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep." John added the words, "But they thought," which means however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, Jesus' disciples were of the opinion, supposed, and determined that he had spoken, or that Jesus uttered, declared, and proclaimed, of taking of rest in sleep, which means about reposing, lying down, and reclining in calm, quiet, and sleeping. John shared how Jesus' disciples supposed that Jesus was speaking about Lazarus being in a state of repose and rest. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how the disciples of Jesus did not understand that Jesus meant Lazarus was dead, because they determined that Lazarus was resting in repose. This is the difference between people's view of a circumstance and God's. Jesus was God come in the flesh. You can see John chapter 1 and verse 14 for more about that. And he knew the exact state of Lazarus. Jesus knew what he was going to do. His disciples did not. This is often the case with people who have a limited view of a situation and they do not know God's eternal purpose for things that occur. God loves every person. And he knows what situations are going on in their lives. Those who surrender to Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord will be forgiven of their sins, be granted everlasting life, and enjoy a personal relationship of trust with him, even when all the facts are not known. Next time, John shares how Jesus told his disciples, "Lazarus is dead." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name, amen.